Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Joseph Camplin has been missing since November 16th. Northfield Police Sergeant P.T. Hyder commented on his family.
They're very good people. It's been very hard on them.
He lives with his family and often went for walks in the woods. Northfield police have searched the Carlton Arb twice with North Star search and rescue dog teams and found nothing. There's been no activity on Camplin's phone, bank cards, or anything. Police are still treating the case as a missing person. Joseph's picture is on our website, kymnradio.net. If you have any information, please call the police at 507-645-4475. Each year, the Northfield HRA has the opportunity to apply for community development block grant funds through the Dakota County Community Development Agency. Last month, they voted to allocate the over $63,000 in funds to manufactured homes. HRA coordinator Janine Atchison researched the homes and learned that they are not considered real property.
They are a titled property, but not real property. So literally you title them down at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Because they don't have that expectation of increasing in value, because they don't have the asset of the land under them, they decrease in value. And so manufactured home loans are structured with at least a 20% down payment.
The average new basic manufactured home runs about $80,000 with setup. Atchison said that means the buyer would need $16,000 for a down payment. She suggested the HRA offer $8,000 minimum for a down payment, adding,
HRA has the opportunity to say, okay, in the down payment assistance, instead of making it a grant, you could make it like a forgivable loan and place a lien on the title.
Interest rates on loans for manufactured homes are between 9 and 11%. It's like buying a vehicle. Council liaison Erica Zweifel commented that she was hugely in favor of the plan and its focus on Viking Terrace. The vote was unanimous. They approved $23,352 for a rehab program, $20,000 for down payment assistance, and $20,000 for home demolition and site clearance. This is subject to approval from the Dakota County CDA. And Northfield Chamber of Commerce President Todd Bornhauser announced the 2019 Business and Business Person of the Year.
Our 2019 Business of the Year is Aurora Pharmaceuticals. The award recognizes a business in the Northfield area that has chamber and community involvement contributions along with expansion or business growth.
They started in 2014 with 3 employees, and today they're an international manufacturer of animal pharmaceuticals.
The 2019 Business Person of the Year is Chris Canelli of Northfield Construction. Chris has been, obviously, since he's purchased Northfield Construction from Ray Cox in 2012, has been extremely dynamic in the community, not only within the chamber, but also other things that he's involved with.
We'll have more on Aurora Pharmaceuticals and Chris Canelli coming up. Business of the Year and Business Person of the Year are selected by a group of their peers. Ambassador of the Year, that's Lynn Ziegler of Ziggy's. She was selected based on the number of events she's attended and her consistent involvement in the chamber. The winners will be honored at the annual banquet on January 31st at the Grand Event Center. It is open to everyone. You can purchase tickets through the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. News from around the state is next.